USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukraine crisis is on the front burner as President Biden holds a call at the White House with allies. This as Ukrainian Member of Parliament and political leader Kira Ryduk is blaming Russia for trapping unarmed Ukrainian citizens in Mariupol.
And every single time we are trying to get people out, Russian forces are firing at them.
She says people are being forced to die in basements and dying of hunger and dehydration. Big changes here for airline travelers Tuesday. More airlines are immediately dropping their mask mandates after a federal judge killed the CDC's mask rules Monday. For the first time in 2 years, passengers started boarding flights late last night without masks, and today is the first full day without the rule. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Ukraine is taking steps to join the EU.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The annual anniversary remembrance ceremony for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing is held to remember the 168 people killed in the terror attack. Oklahoma City's Mayor David Holt says the bombing is a reminder of the dangers of dehumanization.
When you see your fellow human beings as Republicans or Democrats, not as fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, then you have begun the process of dehumanization.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Philadelphia has reinstated a citywide mask mandate that requires everyone in indoor public areas to wear a mask. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz tells Fox News that it's Democrats pushing the mask mandates.
The mandates don't work and the masks don't work like they're designed. They're ignoring natural immunity, creates problems.
The CDC says that wearing a mask reduces chances of catching or spreading COVID-19. A federal judge has paused the CDC's federal mask mandate on airlines and public transit. A Golden TIPP poll completed on April 8th found that Americans are nearly twice as likely to support Florida's parental rights and education law as to oppose it. A total of 57% of Americans agreed with the legislation, while only 31% say they disagreed. NASA is making an announcement regarding a space launch.
NASA said Monday it will be challenging to meet a launch window in early to mid-June. The next opportunity to send an empty capsule to the moon on a test flight will now be at the end of June or July. The 30-story rocket has been on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center for the past month. It will return to the hangar next week for valve and fuel leak repairs.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.